Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. Oh, yes, but he washed me white as snow. More grace to everybody. I am so godly proud and excited that you're on this call with me. Won't be on here for long at all. Just want to share with you something that has been burning down in my spirit as I was communicating with someone the other day, and I decided to put in the work and study just to show you, to help you, the life of the believer. And I want you to understand something. Everything in the life of the believer must be unctioned, must be began by the Spirit of God. Okay? Now remember in Genesis chapter 1, the Bible declares that the Spirit of God moved over the face of the waters. Then God said, okay, now that's very powerful because it lets you know that before God does anything, there's always that move of the Spirit first. Move of the Spirit, then God said. On the day of Pentecost, Jesus says to the disciples before Pentecost, tells them to go to Jerusalem and wait till you be endued with what? Power from on high. Waited on the Holy Ghost. Before they did any ministry, they waited on the Holy Ghost, okay? Then you see again, how that Jesus, before he began his ministry, after John made the announcement and said, this is my beloved son. I'm sorry, when the Father spoke out of heaven, I said, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. John looked at him and said, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. Well, before any of that happened, while that was going on, guess what happened? After the announcement, after the Father spoke, what happened? The Spirit of God came upon Jesus. Jesus could not have done anything that he did in ministry, that he did with the flow of the Spirit, without the moving of the Holy Ghost. And this is very important in the life of the believer, because so many of you are trying to do so many things without the Spirit of God. And I was unctioned to talk about this just through having a conversation with someone who prays, and God bless your prayer, but I'm telling you, your prayer only reaches a certain peak and only goes to a certain place if you don't pray with the Spirit and praying in the Spirit. Because you can only do so much in tongues. You can only talk about so much in tongues because the English vocabulary only has so many words. But when you are praying in the Spirit, you're able to tap into things that you would not regularly tap into. So I want you to understand the need for the Holy Ghost. And I really want you to pursue the power of the Holy Ghost in this hour. And I've always explained it like this, that, you know, there were Beverly Hillbillies. I have not seen that show in a long time. But the Beverly Hillbillies lived in a two-story mansion. And they were so country or whatever, that they didn't know that the second floor of the mansion belonged to them. And when you are a believer and you don't pray in the Holy Ghost, you are a first floor Beverly Hillbilly living in a mansion, not knowing all of the benefits that come as a result of praying in the Holy Ghost. So I want to put a stir in you and even a fire this morning to help you understand this. I'm sorry, this evening, to help you understand this so that there can be clarity and revelation. And then I'm going to share with you some prophecies that the Spirit of God has given me. And again, I told you, I need these scribes in place. I need you all in place. I need you writing these things down. I need you dating them. I need you dating them so much that you remember them so that when they come up, you can reach out and say, Prophet, you spoke that word, and I remember when you spoke it. All right? I need you to understand that. You have been given a life-changing gift. And that gift you've been given is the gift of praying in tongues. Mark 16:17. Then he said, these signs shall follow them that believe. And he said, you're going to speak with new tongues. Now, you got to listen to me, because I want to stir you up. When I get done with you, I want you to start praying in tongues like you ain't ever prayed in tongues before. Now, remember, well, the purpose of a thing is not understood. Abuse is inevitable. And so tongues is the master key to operating in the kingdom in a higher dimension, to assessing the ministry of the Holy Ghost. Everything the Holy Ghost does, every way he does it, can be touched through tongues. Did you hear what I just said? Everything the Holy Ghost does, everything the Holy Ghost takes you, every way he takes you, can be assessed through tongues. That's right. So if it can be assessed through tongues, the basic thing I'm telling you is, whatever you need, tongues will take you there. Y'all, excuse me, I'm going to be tonguing up some. The most important thing you can do in prayer is pray in other tongues. That's the most important thing you can do is pray in tongues. Because remember now, you are supposed to be a sign-producing machine. And these signs shall follow them that believe. Look at the church today following signs. Look at us running from conference to conference looking for signs when in actuality signs should be following us. But the only way you tap into the supernatural is by praying in tongues. So we notice that as soon as the Holy Ghost came, the book of Acts, we call it the Acts of the Apostles, but we know better than that. It's not the Acts of the Apostles. It's the Acts of the Holy Ghost. And we know by the Spirit of God that before he sent them to do anything, he gave them another language. Okay? He did that on power. He did that on purpose. And it wasn't for a certain group of people. He wanted you to get this Holy Ghost. Now, let me tell you why tongues are so powerful. 1 Corinthians 14:2. New King James Version. For he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men, but to God, for no one understands him. However, in the spirit, he speaks mysteries. When you pray in tongues, you are in direct contact with God. It's your own private language with him that nobody can understand. It's a sharing of intimacy between you and him. Do you understand that? There's an intimacy that you miss out on when you don't pray in tongues. Not praying in tongues is not meant to replace praying in your known language, but it's supposed to add to it. There comes a point in prayer where you come to the end of what you can accomplish in natural prayer. That's when you move over in the tongues. Praying in tongues is a divine secret between you and God. It's your future. It's your heritage. It's your destination. Okay? What praying in tongues do is it gives you I saw this in the spirit very young when I was a teenager and beginning to pray. The Lord showed me my prayers going up in heaven as a bank. And he told me that later in my life, I would get busy. But because I was building up my account, I would be able to live off the reservoir of prayer of the time that I had put in when I wasn't busy. Now, you're 20, you're 25, you're 30 years old. You got all this time to pray in the Spirit. You got all this time, and you don't do it. You're a joke. Your mama, your daddy, your sister, your brother, your slap happy grandpappy, a joke. If you are not giving yourself to prayer, well, one day you're going to be a wife. One day you're going to be a husband. One day you're going to be a mother. One day you're going to own businesses. And the freedom and the liberty that you have now, you won't have then. So guess what you should be doing? Building a reservoir of prayer. Tongues also reminds you of the presence of the Holy Ghost. How you going to cuss somebody out while you're praying in tongues? How you going to fight while you're praying in tongues? How you going to be mean and nasty while you're praying in tongues? While I'm praying in tongues, somebody's making me mad. And while I'm getting angry, elebe sotolele mandalakia. That reminds you that you have the Spirit of God living on the inside of you. And I will pray the Father, John 14:16. And he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. When I pray in tongues, it reminds me that the Holy Ghost is dwelling in me every minute of the day. And so, when a challenge arrives, when my flesh wants to come alive, that reminder will shut down every outside voice and build my strength to see me like he do, victorious. Here comes the challenge. But instead of getting mad, I beke, ba kaliba, sununi mi fiendele me. I'm sitting there taking a test. And I don't know the answer. Zalabo kuva sheleve klista la lamanda. Yantana mosia. You see? 1 Corinthians 14:4. He who speaks in an unknown tongue edifies himself. You need a spiritual recharge? Pray in tongues. When you pray in the Spirit, you get a spiritual boost the way a battery does when you plug it in. When you're feeling low on your faith, pray in tongues. When you feel like you're about to lose it, pray in tongues. When you need to be refreshed, don't come to the altar when you lay hands on me. No! Go pray in the Spirit. Are y'all listening to me? I'm telling you now. Tongues help you with your weakness. Romans 8:26. Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weakness, for we don't know what to pray. Do you have any weakness? There's help. What's the help? Pray in tongues. In any area of your life that you are weak, pray in tongues. Father, I'm weak in my attitude. Father, I'm weak in my thoughts. Father, I'm weak in anger. Father, I'm weak in this gift of the Spirit. It's on the inside of me. It's right there in my spirit. Now, remember, I'm saying this because I know that we're one as people, but I do this to try to help you understand. In the Godhead, there is divisions of labor. In the Godhead, there are divisions of labor. The Father does certain things, the Son does certain things, and the Holy Ghost does certain things. And according to St. John 6:63, it is the job of the Spirit to make something alive. He quickens. It is the Spirit that quickeneth the flesh. So the job of the Spirit is to quicken. That's why when you get saved, the Spirit of God goes to your spirit that's dead, because it is the job of the Holy Ghost to bring it alive. That's good preaching. It's the Spirit that does the quickening. All right? So anywhere in your life that's dead, anywhere in your life that needs a charge, when you pray in the Holy Ghost, hey, halabashata, you get strength. You're strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Whenever you're feeling weak, whenever you're feeling insufficient, whenever you're feeling defeated, pray in tongues. The Holy Ghost is there to meet that need. Let me tell you why I like to pray in tongues. Because Romans 8:27, NIV, the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God. That's why I like praying in tongues. Because whenever I pray in tongues, I am praying God's perfect will. I don't know what to pray. I'm selfish. I got desires. I got things that I want. But he knows what's best for me. Have you ever got ready to pray but didn't know where to start? Got on your knees, got ready to pray, thought you was going to pray something. All you did, got down there and went to cry. You ain't know what to pray about. But guess what? The Holy Ghost always knows. So whenever you are uncertain in prayer, it can become a power-packed time of intercession when you move into praying in tongues. Watch this. Because when you pray in tongues, you're doing the talking, but he gives the utterance. That's Acts chapter 2, verse 4. And the Spirit, and they all begin to speak in tongues as the Spirit of God gave utterance. So you are praying God's perfect will, and you eliminate, I'm going to say something powerful, the possibility of selfishness entering your prayer. When you pray in the Spirit, you can't pray selfish because it ain't you praying. It's the Spirit praying. Father, I lift up my sister. Telebeso tolemanda. Lebankara di beki sunimie. Father, I lift up my niece. I lift up my husband. I lift up my wife. Lift up my girlfriend, my boyfriend, whoever it is. I lift them up right now, and I pray your will concerning their life. Kelebe kubankala di bosha. Librusu di bikikentele mekleba salamaya. Lampala de bouza. Zikatili bikikatola. Lenka besh. Likaban zuturi mianta. I can't pray nothing selfish because I'm not praying. The Spirit of God is. 1 Corinthians 14:2. In Amplified, for one who speaks in an unknown tongue, watch this, speaks not to men but to God, for no one understands or catches his meaning. Because in the Holy Spirit, he utters secret truths and hidden things not obvious to the understanding. When you pray in tongues, it gives you the ability to pray out mysteries. Now, let me help you. Because you, 1 John 2:20, have the Holy Ghost in you, and you know all things, you are meant to have inside information. How do I get inside information? Pray in tongues. Can't nobody hide from you once you pray in the Spirit. It's the way you pray out mystery, divine revelation. When you don't know what to do, God will tell you what to do through praying in tongues. Tongues is a mystery master and a problem solver. And when you pray in tongues, he'll reveal things to you. Like what? He'll reveal to you the word. He'll reveal to you redemption. He'll reveal to you spirit beings. He'll show you things about nature, about finance, about art, about music, politics. How do I know? You see me coming with these prophetic declarations and keys on these clarion calls? You think I just sat up one day and said, Lord, show me, Lord, show me, Lord. Will you deliver to me, Lord? No. I sit still and pray in the Holy Ghost. And while I pray in the Spirit, he begins to show me things. He begins to show me the mystery of the future. John 16:13, he showed me things to come. He showed me God's plan for my destiny. Are you hearing me? When you pray in tongues, it makes you smarter than yourself. There is a power in praying in the Holy Ghost. You can interpret your tongue. 1 Corinthians 14:13.
Wherefore, let him that speaketh in an unknown tongue pray that he may interpret. Now, the mere fact that I can pray in tongues is powerful. But what's more powerful is I can interpret it. And when I speak in tongues, the Holy Ghost in my spirit is speaking through us to God. And when I interpret the tongue, God is speaking back to me through the Holy Ghost. Lord, give me interpretation. Lord, while I'm praying tonight in the Holy Ghost, show me what I'm praying. And it may not come immediately, but it's going to come. Tongues stimulate your faith. Jude 20. Build up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Your faith needs to be stimulated. Come on here. We grown. Don't nobody want no house with no stimulation. Come on here. When you're in a relationship, you don't like dead conversation. You like stimulating conversation. Conversation that stimulates your mind. Stir up your faith. Stimulate your faith. Read the word. Pray in your known language. Listen to teaching, but pray in tongues. When you pray in tongues, you give thanks to God. Well, that's 1 Corinthians 14. All right? You got to get this now, because I'm telling you, if you understand this, it'll change your life. Praying in tongues builds your capacity. There is so much you can't get until you pray in the Spirit. Give the prophecy. I'm telling you what I know by the Spirit. You are listening to someone who flows in the word of knowledge, who flows very strong in prophecy, word of wisdom, miracle. Can I tell you how all those gifts are activated? By praying in tongues. Praying in tongues is what you that are sitting there saying, I want to lay hands on the sick. I want to pray. How often do you pray in the Spirit? I want to see blind eyes come over. I want to see deaf ears hear. I'm telling you that the way to activate the gift of the Spirit is by praying in tongues. You will get your discernment comes through praying in tongues. You will be able to sense when something is wrong. Praying in tongues every day. Telling you what I know. If you want to sharpen your eyes and sharpen your ears, I've done it. If you would commit to praying in tongues at least 1 hour a day, watch how your spiritual eyes turn into high definition. I did it one time. I sat up and prayed in tongues for 7 hours one day. And I noticed that every hour I prayed, my eyes got clearer in the Spirit. If you pray in the Spirit, you won't be saying stuff like, I had a vision, but I couldn't tell whether it was this or whether it was that. Your lack of clarity comes from not praying in tongues. I want to put a stir in you to pray in tongues like you ain't never prayed before. You show me a full church, I'll show you a church. Hallelujah. I'm talking about that's moving in the Spirit. I'll show you people praying in the Holy Ghost. And that's why I made a challenge to get to that church and pray at least an hour every day. You that can. Some of you are working, you can't. But if you can get there, whether it be in the day, get to the church, especially in Charlotte, pray. I tell those who are part of KTC to get a solid prayer life, because things will just open up to you. A person will be looking at you, and the Spirit of God will reveal their heart while they're talking. And you'll say, my God. I mean, I'm talking about somebody you've been friends with for years. all of a sudden you'll begin to notice things and say, I don't know why I didn't see that, but the Spirit of God quickened you. Hallelujah. And let me tell you something. I was praying in the Spirit the other day and just minding my own business. And the Spirit of God said to me, he said, there's about to be another big death in Hollywood. He said, somebody as big as a Tom Cruise. And people always ask me, well, what significance do they have? And the only reason people ask that is because they can't see nothing, but they blind self. They want God to show them something. I can't help God talk to me. I'm his friend. Don't friend share things. Le maso ulaman seke. Are y'all listening to me? I'm telling you, these things have the power to absolutely change your life. When you understand the power of praying in the Spirit, you're going to wake up. And I'm telling you what I experienced in my personal life. I'm telling you what I've experienced in my personal life. I look at my life today. And I know. Did you hear me? I said, I know. I'm walking in things that happen because of the Spirit of God. Yay! Hallelujah. You got to pray in tongues on a daily basis. Every morning, pray in tongues. Every night, pray in the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Kele manda la cosa. When you speak in the Spirit, it's spiritual word. That's why Paul said, when we pray in tongues, we're not speaking with words that are not taught by man's wisdom, but taught by the Holy Ghost. You speak mysteries. Don't you think, didn't Paul say in 1 Corinthians 14, I thank God that I pray in tongues more than you all? Well, no wonder why he was able to write 3/4 of the New Testament. No wonder why he was able to understand the mysteries that were hidden in the Old Testament, because he spoke in tongues more than everybody. If you look up the word mystery in the Greek, when it's mentioned in the New Testament, it doesn't refer to something that's hidden. It refers to something that was once hidden, but it's not revealed. Hey, I said it refers to something that was once hidden, but it's not been revealed. When you pray in tongues, the Holy Ghost reveals the mysteries and the secrets that are in God's word. As you pray in tongues, the word of God comes alive. The minute the Holy Ghost fell, what they did, prayed in tongues. Now watch this. Watch this. Under the old covenant, when God gave the Ten Commandments on Mount Sinai, remember that? 3,000 people died at the foot of the mountain. Pay attention. 3,000 died. But under the new covenant, when the Holy Ghost fell on Mount Zion, 3,000 got saved. Yay! Y'all don't want to mess with me. That shows you that the law kills, but the Spirit makes alive. You're listening to me? Pray in the Holy Ghost. Right now, you that are listening, hey, pray in the Spirit. Zibosha. Kele mandala kutai. Ila le mandala katala la mandala bohosa. Rabande lebeke toloboku la labansi. Menini mi anfalede de kle solo lokuta. Kolono boboku shelebe klisa la lamanda la kia. Hey, handelebeke tolobosi. Jaba, jaba kosa. Membele de beki zalamonda. Menkele de beklei salabokuta. Yemba bababa yatira bokosha. Hata la mansa tolomo. Lulande lebe kikalabasa. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Zebo mukushili. Mandelebe katalabasa. Handolobosa. Thank you, Lord. I like 1 Corinthians 14. A lot of people like the Passion Translation, and it is good for sounding good, but it's not very true to the original text. Now, don't get me wrong. It's a good Bible. It sounds good. But, you know, because I'm a student of the Scripture, you know, I know when things are just done to make people understand it. But one thing that I do like is it says in 1 Corinthians 14:4, in the Passion Translation, it says, the one who speaks in tongues advances his own spiritual progress. My God. You advance your own spiritual progress when you pray in tongues. So I'm telling you right now, you need to pray in the Spirit. Get a hunger for praying in the Spirit. Eleba shala makola. Lemando lobo sotoleleme. As I prayed in the Spirit over this week, write it down. These are some of the mysteries he gave me that's getting ready to happen. That a new beginning is going to find Washington by November. And there's going to be a unique historic decision that's going to be made. He told me that a major actor known for his many successful roles is going to pass in this next season, and it's going to shock the world. He told me that Taiwan will be in the news as controversy collapses its frontier for peace. Taiwan going to be in the news. He told me that a famous dictator is going to die in a winter month. I got this praying in the Holy Ghost. I didn't get this. I was like, Lord, show me what's coming. Lord, will you show me what's coming? Nothing. Ain't nothing happened. I got this praying in the Holy Ghost. He told me that a famous rapper is about to be charged. He told me by the end of this decade, two presidents are going to die. He told me that September is going to showcase fires, exposure, and interruption before the nation's capital. A great secret will be shown as accountability travels to the highest position in America, creating a stir before a decision that will baffle the masses. He told me to pray for the malls in America because there's a mall shooting on the news, and I saw it flashing before me. He told me November, December will expose great change in this nation. By the 9th, a new decision will be made that will marvel the masses. That's what God said to me. How did I get that? By praying in the Spirit. I heard, and I shared it a little bit with you, but I was praying in the Spirit and sat in the room in the Spirit with the people over Netflix and heard them back to make a deal. They're getting ready to change everything. That's why I told y'all to invest some stock in Netflix. Now, y'all don't do it. Y'all sit down on your little $2 and you go buy you some shoes. But one share is better than no share. I told you to invest in Netflix. Why? Because I'm telling you what things God has revealed to me by the Spirit. And if you only knew the power of your obedience, and trusting God, so many things would happen. That's why when we sow, when we give, we pray in the Holy Ghost. Hey! Right now where you are, right now where you are, you that have the Holy Ghost, pray in tongues right now. You that are listening, that have never received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, out of your belly right now shall flow rivers of living water, and I command you right now to begin to speak in a new language. The Spirit of God, be filled right now. Hey, I said be filled out of your belly. Speak in a new language. You can't speak in two languages at the same time. People come to the altar, say they want prayer in the Holy Ghost, and sit there with their mouth closed. Holy Ghost don't work through no locked jaw. Open your mouth and pray in the Spirit. Kalabo sotole le manda. Laki ben pele de bekle salala mokuya. My God, there's a confidence that you have when you pray in the Spirit, because you know you're praying the will of God. And it's not you praying, but it's your Spirit praying. Mende basuku basha. Some of you won't pray. Sometimes the Spirit of God is prompting in you a new language. You're hearing something, and you won't even do it because I don't know what that is. Am I mocking somebody else? You see what I'm saying? And the Holy Ghost is trying to prompt you into a new language. Pray. Everything in the spirit realm is by faith. The minute you get into feeling, you're no longer in faith. You got to stay in faith. Mazo shebe. Yampakiman salemeke selebian talamaya. Yandolobo sotolebeshi. Somebody's being healed right now of a major condition in their stomach. I'm telling you what I know about the Holy Ghost. Korobo sotolebeshi. Right now. Yay, mandate. Relief is coming. Hila la babasha. I said be healed. Yay, malaba sotolele manda. Menkarebe. Obo sotoleme. The woman on this call been concerned about the growth of your hair. Look like it's just starting to break off. But you're being healed right now. See, that's what the anointing does. Yambio is another woman. There's a lump under your arm. Right under your arm, there's a growth. Hey, halabashatia. A growth right under your armpit. You're being healed. Right now. I'm telling you, there's a prosperity that you tap into when you pray in the Holy Ghost, because he begins to give you ideas and insight and show you what to do, what's the next move to make. Are you hearing me? Get out your flesh and begin to pray in the Spirit. Kalaba shatalaba, sotolele mandala kialala bokosa. I don't question him. I don't try to understand him. I just obey him. Because there's a breakthrough that comes when you pray in the Spirit. Yembe, basiko, loco, laba, lebrondolo, shati, lamande, lebe, levodolo, boku, laba, kisa, zenkele, dekle, salan, katu, lelelemanda, lakuda, labaya, yambi, bibi, azutu, lemiende, ndaraba, kashe, ndaraba, kashe, ndaraba, kashebe, yankabi, bia, solo, boku, tante, Lebre stele de clefantala ma uzukuni, likala la mandolo bohota, and de di alabasha. That's how you stir yourself up praying in the Holy Ghost. I want you to commit for the next 30 days. For the next 30 days, I want you to commit to praying in tongues at least 1 hour every day. Now, maybe you're not in a position to do it at one time. Break it up if you have to. 30 minutes at one time, 30 minutes another time. 15 minutes, whatever you have to do. But I want you to make a commitment to praying in tongues 1 hour every day. You got to get hungry. Now, I'm going to say something again. If you are able to be at home and do things and you have hours to spend at home, I want you to turn Netflix on. I want you to put the show on. And put it on mute. And the whole time the show is on, pray in the Holy Ghost. That's going to be an hour. You usually sit there and watch it. Come on, I watch Netflix. There ain't nothing wrong with Netflix. I watch it. But I'm saying to you that the time you spend in front of a TV, dedicate an hour of that to praying in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Spirit. You'll see your life, your finances, your ministry, things come alive like never before. Wake up. And when you get up, start off your day praying in the Spirit. Go to bed praying in the Spirit. You are praying. You can pray so much in the Spirit where you pray in the Spirit in your sleep. I ain't talking about just in your dream. I'm talking about in your sleep, that if somebody was next to you, they could tell you you was praying in tongues in your sleep. Guess what that means? That means that while your body was asleep, your spirit man, which never sleeps, which is what God is, was in intercession. Amen. There is a group of people, and that's why I've been adamant about staying close to my voice and being adamant about you staying in prayer and hearing my voice, because I know that there's a group of people that I'm assigned to that's getting ready to go to another level, but you got to trust God. The just shall live by faith. Come on here. You got to put your faith out there. Trust him. Take God at his word. You're going to begin to see things happen like you've never seen before. Homa shande. Yame sikene moho. Ukuba sandele behekala bashataya. Brother, give yourself the prayer. Praying in the Spirit. Something is getting ready to happen. I don't know if it's going to be professional basketball, but it could even be high school basketball. But this is going to make the news. Well, literally, they're going to have to stop the game. It's like going to have to be canceled. I don't know if it's going to be a bomb scare, but this is going to be on the news. Mark my words. And I'm talking about not many days hence. I also want you to pray for the health of your president and his wife. Keep seeing an infirmity in her body. Pray, pray, pray. But I see like a game. I believe it's basketball. But I see like a game that's having to be shut down, canceled, right in the middle. Me no no mo suto lele de kita. I want 200 people right now on this call. We're going to make a covenant. 200 people. There are hundreds of you on this call right now. Hundreds. Amen. Over 800 people on this call right now. Do you know how much we could do if all of you committed to praying in tongues for 1 hour every day? Pray for your pastor. Pray for your church. Pray for your business. And just build yourself up, praying in the Spirit. Korobo soto lele manda la kia la basha. Yen jeze zizala voku va zili vikian kalamoya. Mampala debusi lebe klesta lanta la moho. Blanca dishka dele bele ketele me katatutu uta ukuta akatapa. Lanka pasa libikishne. Hey, your language will change. You'll stop speaking in them kindergarten tongues if you pray in the Spirit. Amen. I want 200 people right now. Again, I always challenge you to go to the website now because I want to keep a record, because I want to make sure you get what I'm giving. The Lord has been giving me instructions for people, and I'm just moving on his timing, doing it like the Spirit of God tells me to do it. Amen. But I want to challenge 200 people to sow a seed of $50 tonight. I want you to go to the website, if you will, or go to $KingdomCityCulture, or even if you decide to go to $PECJR,
right? But I want you, 200 of you on this call right now, to sow a $50 seed. Matter of fact, I heard that. I believe the Spirit of God said $50.50. Now, if you do give it on Cash App, make sure you go to customerservice@briancarn.com. customerservice@briancarn.org, so I can know that you sold your seed. But I'm challenging 200 people right now to sow a seed of $50.50. And whether that be on Cash App, at $PBCJR, $KingdomCityCulture, or go to the website, briancarn.com, okay, or briancarn.org. Just sew it online on that. But I want all of you, again, the reason I actually go to the website is it gives me your information. I'm able to reach back out to you quickly. And the reason I ask you to give it to me, because I need to make sure I have your information. If I want to mail you something, send you an email, okay? So I'm asking you, there are 200 people who are listening to me right now. All 200 of you, I want you to sow a seed right now of $50.50. I want five of you to sow a seed of $500. Amen. And I want the rest of you who don't have 50, that's fine. I want you to sow $5.05. Okay? But I want everybody to sow that Pentecost seed. But not only is Pentecost powerful with Pentecost, it's also grace, and this 50 is also Jubilee. I'm challenging everybody, there are 200 of you, who's going to get $50.50. That's $PBCJR. That's $KingdomCityCulture. Amen. Or that you can go to the website at briancarn.org and sow that seed in faith. Make sure we know that you sowed it so that we can make sure we move as the Spirit of God gives us. There's five of you giving 500. There's 200 of you giving $50.50. And there's hundreds of you giving $5.05. Pray in the Spirit. Your prayer life is going to another level right now. I'm telling you what works. Allah. Koshebande. Emandio Sile. So you see, like I said, $KingdomCityCulture, $PBCJR. Go to the website. All right? If you have to mail it in, it's P.O. Box 11507, Jacksonville, Florida, 32239. I am so excited about your future. I'll be in Houston tomorrow. When I leave Houston, I'll be in Jacksonville Sunday morning, and I'll be in Charlotte Sunday afternoon. And I'll spend all next week preparing to open up our cafe and our kitchen. I need y'all to get excited about it. And I need y'all praying. Amen. Be praying about that. Interceding. I want you to be praying about that. Amen. Hallelujah. Preparing. We're going to take off. I thank God for those who have been faithful and committed, those who have been volunteering, have not asked for a dime. It's going to be a blessing to their church. Amen. We thank God for that. People don't have to do that. You know, people sometime in these days,
Captain Kuhlman said, it's the fickleness of human nature. Yes, people are fickle. They change. But I thank God for those who've been committed and faithful. And I know the Lord's going to honor them. There's a young lady who came to convocation, and she's a plumber. And, you know, the system was messing up. And she said, Prophet Carl, will you pray for me? Because I didn't get a chance to get a touch in service. I said, the anointing met you at the toilet. Amen. Wherever you serve, the anointing is going to meet you. All right? That's right. I said, wherever you serve, the anointing is going to meet you. So let's make sure we operate in tech. Because, see, we're being called to a higher level. And because we're being called to a higher level, guess what happens on the way up? Conflict and confrontation. There's no way to go higher without conflict. And some of you need to recognize that. As you go higher, there's going to be conflict. This is a little sidebar. There are people on here from KCC, you know, God has called us to the world. But there are people on here from KCC. You need to understand that when you're in a church and when you're dealing with people, there's going to be conflict. Amen. People should be at liberty to communicate something to you and you not get offended. If you get offended, that's your level of maturity. That's where you are. That's how low you are. Amen. Be able to take your lick. Be able to learn. And if you get offended, you need to go tell somebody. I feel that in the Spirit of God right now leading me to say that. And if you're offended, go tell the person you're offended. Don't go tell everybody else. You're offended, tell the person you're offended. I'm just on another place. It has me quiet before the Lord, seeking his face like never before. It just has been another place. I'm challenging everybody. So this week at church, you that are here from KCC, but I want to challenge every member of KCC to place a $20 bill in my hand on this Sunday. Houston, $20 in my hand. Above from your tithe and offering. I'm challenging you to do that. I ain't stopping you. You won't give me $1 million. You can do that too now. I ain't stopping you. Glory to God. But I want to challenge you to do that. We're going higher. Amen. We're going higher. I know I am. You can stay low if you want to. But I know I'm going higher because God's calling me higher. Amen. Let's trust God. Take God at his word. Let's believe him. And let's sow like never before. I want you to go to that website if you have to so that I can know, so Sister Joy can know how many of you have sown that seed. Amen. And I can document that and go pray in tongues and get instructions for you. That's customerservice@briancarn.org. You that gave that $50.50. There are five of you who've given $500. Obey God. I love you so much. Pray in the Spirit. Go to bed praying in tongues. Wake up praying in tongues. Stir yourself up. Build yourself up on your most holy faith. And the Bible says that when you do that, is by praying in the Spirit. BK, when you feel yourself getting low, frustrated, pray in tongues. Mad, pray in tongues. Amen. Need to be revived, pray in tongues. Sleepy, pray in tongues. And strength will come. Tell you what I know. Amen. Let me tell you something. Tongues is better than espresso. And you know that espresso got power now. Oh, yes. Pray in the Spirit. I love you so much. Amen. Some of y'all are sowing for the, amen. Some of y'all sowing because y'all believe in God going to give you the numbers for that. I know you done already played the lotto. I'm picking up on you. You done went out there and played that lotto. I'm picking up on you. You sowing down the Lord. Let me get the Mega Millions. Be delivered in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. But if you do get it, just make sure you come by KCC. All right. I love you so much. I'm praying for you. Oh, my CK. Elabosha. I love you so much. I'm excited about your future.
I'm excited about where the Lord's taking you. I'm excited about where we're going and where you're going. Remember, we're going to another level. Go to another level in your prayer life, praying in tongues. You're blessed. You're anointed. I'll see you Saturday or Sunday if you'll go to KCC. If not, next week I'm in Chicago with Pastor Abercrombie. I look forward to seeing you there. Love you so much. More grace.